morning, Believers Church. Would you stand us with us as we pray and go into a time of musical worship? Lord, you are good. Lord, you are good. Lord, you are good. In the midst of our struggles, in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our tribulations, we still say, Lord, you are good. Would you meet us where we are this morning, Lord God? We come to you with so little, and you receive it as everything. Thank you for loving us first, Lord Jesus. Thank you for loving us first. Now we just give you our lives. Would you take them and do with them as you would, Lord Jesus?
Broken on the floor, be my Let us pray the prayer Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. I Won't you be seated just for a second? My name's Tim, and this is just a little moment of transition in our service. And so what we like to do is just give the Holy Spirit a moment to say, hey, do you yourself want to say something to us? So Ingrid, one of our prophetic voices, is going to come up and share something. And we're just going to present this as a little prophetic word for us that we all need to hear. Ingrid, come on up.
Thank you. I just got the two words, withholding, and then the phrase was, you are better thing. And you know that English is not my first language. So I have these things with God about words. So when I was thinking about withholding, that is something that is part of me because I said with, and then I'm holding something. So it was almost, I was telling Tim, like doing a whole shabam of sozo, because that withholding is a lie. The lie that is preventing us to truly believe in depths of our hearts that God truly is a better thing. So what is the lie that is withholding us from being with God, with His truth right now? Mine was pain. I'm gonna confess in front of you that if the same pain that I have experienced with in my personal life, that will be the end of me, that I would not survive it again. And as we kept singing that, God was saying, be brave. Give me that lie. I want to replace it with my truth. So as we are withholding, when you are holding something, your hands are closed because you need to hold on to. So in this moment, it was almost like God saying, open your hand. Stop withholding to the lie. Open it up and let me place my truth. And then close your heart to the lie and open it to my truth. And then as you are closing your hand again, place that truth and let it grow in your heart. So I would just encourage all of us to come and say, God, show me the lie of withholding that is withholding me to believe truly that you are the better thing.
I had this verse ruminating in my mind this morning. Be imitators of God as little children and walk in love as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us as an offering and a sacrifice, a fragrant and sweet aroma. And I love that phrase, little children, because it's simple enough. The gospel's simple enough for me to understand that he is good. And I can offer to him anything. One of my friends said to me this week, the good news is such good news, it makes all other news unimportant. The good news. And the good news is I can offer to the Lord my need to be appreciated. I can offer to him the need for attention, the need for recognition or reputation. There's nothing I can't offer to the Lord. So maybe we take just like a little pause here in your own heart right now. Just open your heart up to the Lord. And so just take a moment here. Father God, we appreciate your Spirit speaking to us today. And we pray that we would open our hearts up to the good news that you are better than anything in this world. Lord, we love you. We love you for the good news you've given us. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ingrid.